people say.
Say it, man.
I can't let go.
That's right.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. You know, I hold to a very rigorous opinion, that don't pay my dog any attention. He's just going off. I have come to realize that most intelligent people are the people that wait. I just watched this clip on my computer because I don't have a television. I don't watch it. I haven't been watching it. I know what's going on in the country. I'll respond. As a Christian, as a retired pastor, as a man that knows what moral ethics is, as a man that is in firm agreement with my president. Firm agreement. Not disagreement, agreement. Why am I in agreement? Because of what he said. There's blame on both sides. Blames on both sides. We as Americans have to be ashamed of ourselves that we have allowed the rhetoric of extremist groups. And you know, for those of you that just won't believe, and I got some in my own family, so I don't give a damn anymore, because stupidity comes in all forms. And listen, it falls on everyone. Everyone. Earlier, I was watching something on my TV, the Roman Empire. You know, the little series that they had on about Commodus and about him fighting in the arena and in the egotistical debauchery of his mind as he tried to put himself above. That is not Donald Trump. The man is a businessman. Look, you've heard his comment. You aren't going to like his comment now that you have heard it, because it's the same thing that I said. I said the very same thing when all this stuff first came out. I said, man's not saying anything because he doesn't know anything. He has to get the facts. I'm sure that that man has white friends on both sides of the fence, and black ones too on both sides of the fence. But he's not trying to please all these people. He's the president of the United States. He'll never please everybody, especially a bunch of racists on both sides. Right. It's a horrific thing. You never thought that manure like that could happen in America, right? Why not? And totally, we have some of the most totally depraved creatures in this country, just like all over the world. You know, we look at that black man that was over there raping these African women and castrating the boys and doing all that. Well, now you look at us over here. Look at us. And I like what he said, too, that there were some people protesting the removal of a statue of a man that was great in the lives of the people in that region during the Confederacy. And I've been saying for years, it is their right for them to have those traditions and to believe in that for themselves. It is right for them to have that. And for you to, you know what? I like what President Trump said. When you see a statue of Washington, he had slaves, right? What you gonna do? You gonna tear that down? You gonna see the one of Jefferson? He has it. Jefferson owned slaves. Y'all know that. You gonna tear that statue down too? You see, that's what happens, because when you start doing that, then what you're doing is you're, what are you going to do? Go to the mountain where they have Mount Rushmore. What are you going to do? You're going to blow up those faces of those presidents there because they cared about slaves? I'm just kind of keep it on the low because my heart really can't take too much of this now. But I told you guys, you're living in a world of real people. You guys are living on the verge of an explosion. They're trying to get you to explode. They want to tear up a system that worked pretty good. Pretty good. but now seems to be falling apart. And Donald Trump isn't doing anything but testing. How can I say what? It's easy. I've been trying to put it in words all day. I have to go to a meeting tonight, and I really don't feel like going. I'm going to a meeting. A few clerics are going to be speaking on how the church responds to gay people. Oh my God. I could tell some stories there. I really don't feel like going to that meeting, but another Christian brother of mine asked me to attend because he told me that my comments might be very thoughtful, being that I have an understanding of the community and of the church at the same time. So I guess I'll go to that. But I just thought that I'd chime in and just say, I told you, go to that CNN clip. I think it was 4:21 p.m. Eastern Time, and it was, the lead was just coming on. There was a show just coming on the lead, and while as that was coming on CNN, they taped it, and it's on their website. And if you just listen to Trump's explanation, I don't think you have a problem, but you will also hear a press that needs their butts kicked, asking stupid questions, not even respecting the man. Fake news is what I call it. That's why I don't even listen to it. Hey, people, don't get caught up in that. Enjoy what's left of our American lives. I'm not going to preach in it. You can go to practically any sermon on my website. You're already on the website, so you're here. Just scroll down. I'm preaching on love. Just listen to it. I'm not going to bring another lesson on love. For what? Could be that you're totally depraved and incapable of not being a black racist or a white racist. It's got to be sick, because there will always be people of different likes and dislikes. They will like statues and horses and turtles and birds and ducks and quails and football stars and basketball players and pimps and hustlers and everything else, and you will detest them. Does that give you the right to rid your country of those kinds of people? Hell no, it doesn't. Keep your mouth shut and mind your own darn business is all I got to say. And for those of you that are my age, look, if you're a day over 40, would you please find something else to do than to get on social media and to place your outrage there? Because every time you do it, you show what kind of a damn racist you are. Man, I cannot believe it. Thanks for coming to my website.